Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer on the topic of a prayer for obstacles in your way.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for the Obstacles in Your Way by Chelsea DeMattis. And the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand toward heaven, and there will be darkness over the land of Egypt, a darkness that can be felt. Exodus 10:21. We measure much of our life by the obstacles we face. I wonder, though, what would happen if we instead measured life by the faithfulness and steadfastness of God? Obstacles are just a part of our everyday on this side of eternity. God's faithfulness and steadfastness are a piece of the eternal promise we've received. I'm not sure about you, but I often relate to the Israelites, grumbling about my current situation and asking the Lord, why does it have to be this way? Why am I hitting yet another roadblock in my journey with you? Why is there another person trying to get in the way of this project I'm working on? Why is my spouse not understanding how important my work for the Lord is? Do any or all of these sound like you? In this world, it's hard to not find ourselves adding up the obstacles. And from what I see in the book of Exodus, our ancestors struggled with this too. It makes me wonder, how would I have measured my life in the midst of their Exodus? Can you even imagine? Their story was marked by so many obstacles. Yet from my perspective, seeing it all laid out on paper, I see the faithfulness of God tenfold. The story of theirs that leaps off the pages of Scripture for me time and time again is the promised distinction of light God gave them in the midst of the plagues during Pharaoh's reign. It was the 9th plague, the plague of darkness, and God bound light from the entire area for 3 days, except over his people, the Israelites. Can you imagine experiencing this? Suddenly waking up and looking outside of your home to see a darkness so thick you couldn't see anyone or anything around you. Yet, they were covered. Darkness surrounded them, but it did not consume them. Exodus 10:21 through 29 says, then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, a darkness to be felt. So Moses stretched out his hand toward heaven, and there was pitch darkness in all the land of Egypt for 3 days. They did not see one another, nor did anyone rise from his place for 3 days, but all the people of Israel had light where they lived. Then Pharaoh called to Moses and said, "Go serve the Lord. Your little ones may also go with you. Only let your flocks and your herds remain behind." But Moses said, "You must also let us have sacrifices and burnt offerings that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. Our livestock must go with us. Not a hoof shall be left behind. For we must take them to serve the Lord our God, and we do not know what we must serve the Lord with until we arrive there." But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let them go. Then Pharaoh said to him, "Get away from me. Take care never to see my face again. For on the day you see my face, you shall die." And Moses said, "As you say, I will not see your face again." We must stop letting our obstacles consume us and become the most talked about parts of our lives. While they are big moments, we can see here in this story of the Israelites that this moment should have been one of the many moments that measured God's faithfulness. This should have been a beginning of great redemption in their story. Yet, we see only a short time later the Israelites had completely forgotten all God had done. This rings so true to me too. I will have a season with God where I'm convinced I'll never drift back to my old grumbling. I'll never be that anxious again. I'll never talk that way again. The list goes on. And then I do. And it's finally set in why. Because I'm not fighting the temptation of measuring my life by the obstacles. We need to fight that temptation and remember that we are called to measure our life by the faithfulness of God. And we are called to share how his steadfastness has carried us, and that this is a daily decision that we get to make. Will we choose to look for his faithful hand, or will we choose to let the obstacles take the center stage of the show? Pray with me. Father, thank you for reminding me that I am called to measure my life by your faithfulness and not by the obstacles of my life. Help me seek you as I journey through my days, clinging to the truth that you are leading and guiding me. Let me be a light to others and help me invite them into seeing your faithfulness in their stories.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Life Audio presents Bridges with Monica Schmelter.
That we have an enduring hope that can't be taken away when we are in Christ. And to know that we have that, right? And eternal salvation, because this world can be so busy and so dark that we can forget that,
right?
Because sometimes I get caught in the trappings of what's going on in my life this moment. And while I have to recognize that, that's not it.
Continue listening on lifeaudio.com or wherever you find your podcast.